Well, that was a march taken from a recording. The collieries may be closed, but the band plays on. And it was the Buckhaven and Myrtle Colliery Brass Band there, and they were playing a march titled Bayview, written by Albert Badrick. Welcome to Brass Encounters, and once again we have some great music for you, and it is an honour to bring this to you, and I trust you enjoy this evening's program. Well, let's go to another colliery band, but one very well known worldwide, and that is of course Grimthorpe Colliery Band and under Sandy Smith. They will play a piece of music taken from a very much larger composition titled The Discovery of Fire. It comes from a composition called The Mysteries of the Horizon, and that is the title of this new CD by Grimthorpe Colliery Band. And during this piece, you will hear the cornet from Helman Van Horn, and he is a very good Belgian player. He has come over to make this CD. He has been the British Open champion and won some competitions even within Australia. And he will play the cornet in this piece of music with Grimthorpe, written by Nigel Clark, The Discovery of Fire.
We'll be right back.
Well, many may not have liked that piece of music, but I just put that on to show the types of pieces of music that the bands are expected to play around the world today. And would you believe that is not even considered some of the hardest music? The Discovery of Fire by Nigel Clark, Grindthorpe Colliery Band, and very, very difficult music and scoring, and so greatly played by the band and the soloist. Well, last week I had on the program a march at the end, and I ran out of time to play the entire march. So what I'll do is I'll play the march now and let you hear it in its entirety. And this is the Red Eagles Stars Brass Band from Austria. And I have to apologise because I think last week I was calling it the Red Energy Band. It is actually the Red Eagles Stars Brass Band from Austria and George Allen's famous march, Knight Templar. Thank you. Well, what a great march by George Allen, played by many, many bands around the world. And that was the Red Eagles Stars Brass Band from Austria. And it is great to know that the brass banding scene is big in Austria, and very good to hear this band indeed. Well, let's go to a band we've had on the program over the last few weeks, and that is the Fishburne Band from Northern England, and they will render two items for us now, and one of them is a euphonium solo. But the first one is a hymn known as the Miner's Hymn, and this is called Gresford, and this was written after a major tragedy at the Gresford Colliery in Wales. There was 216 miners killed in an explosion, and following that tragedy, Robert Saint wrote this hymn, which has been titled The Miner's Hymn, and of course the full title is Gresford, the Miner's Hymn. Robert Saint and the Fishburne Band, and then we'll have Gordon Langford's arrangement of Bladen Races, and this is the euphonium of David Conway Wood Fishburne Band, Gresford.
Oh.
And Bladen Races there by David Conway on Euphonium and the Fishburne Band. Well, let's end this evening's program of Brass Encounters on 2NR RFM 103.7 with a very famous march that originally came out as the Hussar, and it was a contest march under that name, and it was that name for many years until 1967. The Salvation Army got a hold of the copyright of this march and they added a melody to it and republished it as Emblem of the Army. And I'm talking about the great Arthur Gulledge, who served his country and gave his life as a prisoner of war. And he wrote this march in the mid-1940s. And it is the Southern Territorial Band from Atlanta, in Georgia and Emblem of the Army. Bye for now.